Naturalist by A Box the Color of Heartache, read by Marianas. Mei Changsu drinks up the sunlight like an orchid wintered indoors. From his rooms in Langya Hall, he can see the sharp slope of the mountain thick with vegetation. Visitors might fool themselves, thinking Langya Mountain rises and falls beneath their feet like the ribs of a great sleeping beast. It exhales pearlescent green mists as it slumbers. Beyond the bamboo groves, beyond the trees and the rocky outcrops, the plains are stretched like a map to the horizon. Stately clouds scud across the sky, dragging gauzy curtains of rain. Lin Chen is all day up in the mountain gathering samples. Fei Liu is with him. The boy's eerie knack for finding mushrooms is a constant source of panic for the East Yangtze Alliance, who would rather their ferocious, adorable prodigy not poison himself. As the weather is good for mushrooms, Lin Chen trades Fei Liu's strength for lessons in mycology. That and Fei Liu always look so proud to be trusted with the creel. Correspondence is piling up, and Mei Changsu takes advantage of a good day and Lin Chen's absence to push through as much of it as possible. His wrist already aches, but he must send policy replies or risk his alliance cracking like untended mudbrick. Hours pass to the drip, drip, drip of the water clock. Fei Liu comes in through the window, a bad but unbreakable habit. He crosses the room with the speed of a diving kingfisher. Mei Changsu's papers flutter and whirl disturbed from the desk. The ink is upset. Changsu himself is struggling to regain his composure, and none of that matters at all because he's nose-to-nose with a fat brown toad. Mei Changsu uncrosses his eyes to focus on Fei Liu's shining smile and arm's length behind the toad. Look! The boy makes to bring the toad closer to Mei Changsu's face, but Changsu forestalls the motion with a delicate touch on Fei Liu's wrist. I see. You've made a discovery. It seems the only word for a face full of toad. Lin Chen's creel comes in through the window, too, shortly followed by the physician himself. He dusts off his hands and takes in the scene. Fei Liu, get that away from Suguge's face. I want you to take these samples to the scholars in the egret suite. Fei Liu scowls, relents, then looks uncertainly from the toad to the creel. He cannot carry both. Lin Chen holds out his hands. Fei Liu clutches the toad protectively against his chest. Lin Chen beckons emphatically. Fei Liu unceremoniously shoves the toad towards Mei Changsu, who takes it reflexively before he can really register what is happening. Boy and creel vanish out the window in the direction of the egret suite. Speaking silence between physician and strategist mark Fei Liu's sudden egress. Mei Changsu's stare falls across Lin Chen like the cold hand of fate. In his grip, the toad wriggles once, then stills, either very trusting or resigned to its doom. Oh, don't look at me. That toad and I traveled 5 li together today. We're very well acquainted already. You should get to know Chan Chuguge. His sense of humor is far better than yours. The physician snoops around Mei Changsu's room with deliberate unconcern. He lights on a stout round basket with a lid in which Changsu currently stores counterfeit seals. Chan Chuguge, Changsu echoes incredulously, watching Lin Chen tip the seals out in a clattering pile. Why did you let him hang on to the poor thing for so long? Lin Chen produces, of all things, several wads of moss from his sleeves. Changsu can imagine the physician surreptitiously gathering supplies for the hapless toad while Fei Liu concentrates on his handful of amphibian. Lin Chen holds the clumps of moss out the window to soak them in water from Changsu's pitcher. He drafts one of Changsu's socks in the process as well. Let him? Ha! It was either the toad or a millipede as long as my forearm. Of the two, I know which I'd rather have as a hiking companion. Damp moss and crumpled sock go into the basket. Lin Chen presents the makeshift habitat to Mei Changsu, who gratefully deposits an even more grateful Chan Chuguge into the dimness of safety. Lin Chen tamps down the basket lid to ensure their guest will not leave unexpectedly. Relief moves Chan Chuguge to a brief croaking song. Both men rinse their hands. And the mushrooms? Changsu offers a towel to his friend. Lin Chen picks grime out from under his fingernails with an exceptional lack of care for basic social propriety. Of the 6 or 7 varieties that would definitely kill him, we found 5. The lads in the egret suite are putting together a book for him with illustrations. Ah, says Mei Changsu, smiling. I wondered what could possibly tempt him away from, Chan Chuguge. Fei Liu has a shelf of his own amongst Mei Changsu's books. Scholars at Langya Hall, far from their own families and lonesome for younger siblings, often make presents of stories or reference books on the topic of Feilu's latest fixation. Poor toad, Lin Chen muses. The basket croaks. Bear with it for a day, my friend. You'll go out in the garden tomorrow once Feilu shows you off to the envious novices. Lin Chen encourages Feilu to make friends who are not grown-up pugilists or strategists. Several of the novices are around Feilu's age, exactly old enough to thoroughly appreciate a toad of Chan Shu Gege's caliber. Because many of the other children are orphans or bastards or strays, no one picks on Feilu for lack of family connections. He's also too strong to bully with impunity, but that doesn't stop the brave or the foolish. Lin Chen lets the novices settle their own squabbles for the most part, but he intervenes when it comes to Feilu. The child is well capable of doing damage beyond his intentions. The toad will make sterling social capital and go a long way to securing Feilu a place in the pecking order that has nothing to do with fists. Together, physician and Jianghu chieftain set Mei Changsu's desk back to rights now that the more immediate amphibious issue is closed. Feilu pops back in, perhaps an hour later. Gege? He asks immediately, looking around the room. Mei Changsu lifts a brow. I'm right here, Feilu. The look of beleaguered dismissiveness on Feilu's face is clearly one he learned from Lin Chen. Not you. Lin Chen snorts tea out his nose. Usurped by a toad, he crows once he stops coughing. Feilu inspects Chan Chu Gege's temporary home with satisfaction before zipping away to lord his prize over the novices. Don't be so sour, Changsu. It might have been the millipede. The end.